You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Qué Golazo. We have Fabrizio Romano with the latest transfer news. Dominic Szoboszlai, of course, nearing an RB Leipzig move. Papu Gomez wants to leave Atalanta. Zinedine Zidane and Real Madrid and Sergio Ramos. Erling Haaland is drawing interest, of course. And the latest on Paul Pogba and beyond. We also have Jimmy Conrad with Europa League draw conversation. And looking ahead to a busy time in the Premier League. Stay right here. Qué Golazo begins right now. Welcome, everybody, to Qué Golazo, another dose of the wonderful Fabrizio Romano with so many transfer news. Fabrizio, how are you, my friend?
Ciao, my friend. Hello, guys. Everything okay? Happy to be with you on Qué Golazo, and we have a lot of news for you, so get ready.
We have a lot of news, so let's get straight to it, Fab. Let's begin in the Premier League. And Paul Pogba obviously recently released a statement on social media about everything that's been going on and, you know, not happy in Manchester United, but maybe he is, etc. What is the latest with Paul Pogba?
The latest, after the sentences of his agent Mino Raiola, obviously the situation is so complicated with Manchester United, but won't be so easy to leave Manchester United in January. So pay attention, because it won't be so easy, as we said, with Paris Saint-Germain, because at the moment no one from Paris Saint-Germain has opened talks with Mino Raiola to sign Paul Pogba. The same for Real Madrid. The dream of Paul Pogba is joining Real Madrid, but at the moment from Real Madrid, not from Zidane, and the same from Florentino Perez, no one is moving to have him. So let's see on next week's, but at the moment it's so quiet, the situation with Paris Saint-Germain and for Real Madrid. And pay attention to Juventus, because we know that Juventus manager Andrea Pirlo has a special relationship with Pogba. He was playing with him at Juventus. Now he's the manager. Also the director of Juventus is the same, Fabio Paratici, who signed him as a free agent years ago. So it's a big opportunity to have Pogba back, and Paul Pogba would love to join again Juventus. At the moment, the complicated situation is about the economical part, obviously, because Manchester United always ask for 100 million euro, and Pogba asked for an important contract for more than 15 million euro per season as his wages. So it's so complicated to sign Pogba in this moment. Juventus were trying also on last April. They offered Miralem Pjanic and Douglas Costa to Manchester United as swap deal to sign Paul Pogba. They said no, so also a swap deal would be complicated, but I'm sure that Juventus will try again for him. And always pay attention to Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain, because they are not moving right now, but when you have a player like Pogba on the transfer market, you can have a big, big opportunity, and we have time to have new updates about him.
So no matter what, we see more than likely Pogba leaving in 2021 with all those big teams leaving. Let's stay in the Premier League, Fabrizio Romano, because even though he's hurt right now, Virgil van Dijk remains a very important piece for Liverpool. What's the latest on him?
Liverpool want in the new year to open new talks with the agent of Virgil van Dijk to extend this contract. They are so happy with the player, and also van Dijk is so happy with Liverpool. So immediately after his injury, they started to say to van Dijk, okay, you're injured, obviously, but you are our leader. We want you with us also in the future. So at the moment, he has two more seasons as contract with Liverpool, but they are ready to extend for next 5 years. So all talks we're going to take place in the new year. For sure, Liverpool will go with with Van Dijk in the future, they don't want to sell him. Jurgen Klopp is absolutely a big fan of Van Dijk, and I would say obviously because we are talking about one of the best defenders in the world, but for sure Liverpool will open talks to extend his contract. We will see about the negotiations, but for sure both parts are happy, so I see a positive future for Van Dijk with Liverpool.
Such good news. You get hurt and the first thing that you hear is, we still want you. We want a big contract with you. Always good to hear. And of course, not surprising, right? The leader of Liverpool. From England to Germany, Fabrizio, let's go to the Bundesliga. And, you know, the conversation has been all about Dominik Szoboszlai from RB Salzburg, you know, being interested by a few others. But RB Leipzig seems to be the one leading the race. What's the absolute latest? Because this one is coming very soon, I hear.
Yes, and I would say to our listeners, get ready on CBS, on Kegolazo next days, because I think that this week we will have new important updates about Szoboszlai, because also during the weekend, Salzburg and Leipzig and the agent of Szoboszlai were working to complete the deal. The agreement is really close. Leipzig are leading the race. Also yesterday, Szoboszlai was speaking and he said, I have to take some time to make my final decision. But what I'm told is that on next days, he will go to the side and the most likely destination is absolutely RB Leipzig. So get ready because the agreement is really close for 5 years. Szoboszlai wants to join Leipzig also because of Julian Nagelsmann. He's a big fan of Nagelsmann as manager. So Arsenal and AC Milan were trying to sign him, but at the moment, Red Bull Leipzig are really close to complete the deal. And I think on this week, we will have big updates for Szoboszlai. Big, big talent, really.
Big talent, from one big talent to another big talent. Erling Haaland, what's the latest on him? There's obviously, you know, talk about other people may be interested as well, represented by Mino Raiola. What's the latest on Erling Haaland?
Yeah, just because the same interview of Mino Raiola talking about Pogba, he was also speaking about Haaland and he said, okay, it's not new for me to have updates about Real Madrid interested in Haaland. And it's true because obviously Real Madrid, as many other clubs, is interested in Haaland, but at the moment there are no negotiations. So it's important to clarify to Real Madrid fans that interested doesn't mean that they are working to sign him. At the moment, they have not had any contact with Borussia Dortmund or with Raiola. They are just looking at the player as one of the best strikers in the world, young strikers in the world we have. He's 20 and he's one of the best we have in Europe. But remember, his release clause, 75 million euro, will be valid in 2 years. So not on next summer, but on the other one. So we need to wait to understand about the future of Haaland. At the moment, he's happy with Borussia Dortmund. He has not asked to leave the club. So I think it's also possible that he's going to stay. But when you have Mino Raiola and when you have such a good player like Haaland, pay attention, because also without release clause, next summer, everything can happen.
Everything can happen. All right, let's do the final whip around Europe. Zinedine Zidane finally got Real Madrid into the knockout stage, beat Atletico Madrid in the derby. What's the latest on him? And of course, his captain, Sergio Ramos.
What a week for Real Madrid, my friend. They've been amazing, really, this week, showing the history of Real Madrid in the difficult moment. As you said, they won in the Champions League and the same in La Liga derby with Atletico Madrid. So now they are going to plan the future, the next ones with Zinedine Zidane. He was a serious risk just because with Real Madrid out from the Champions League, he was going to be close to the sack. So it was a difficult week for Zinedine Zidane. But right now the situation is totally different. The club is happy with him. So they can go also and negotiate with Sergio Ramos. Also, Zidane himself wants to speak with Sergio Ramos to understand his decision for the future. What we know is that Ramos would love to stay to be the first one, to be the new captain in the new Bernabeu. But they have to find an agreement on the contract. At the moment, they don't have this agreement. He wants 2 years of contract, so they have to negotiate between Real Madrid board and Sergio Ramos. But with Zidane on the bench, there are, in my opinion, more good news for Real Madrid fans, because also him will be part of this negotiation with Ramos.
Yeah, things a little calmer now for Los Blancos. All right, let's end everything in Italy. Fabrizio Romano, we have Antonio Conte, from one manager at Real Madrid who finally did some good things, to Antonio Conte, bowing out of the Champions League. What's the latest on him?
Because immediately after the Champions League terrible performance from Inter against Shakhtar, they were needed to win to go to the knockout stages, and they had a draw against Shakhtar. So many people were thinking that Inter were ready to fire Antonio Conte, also because they are not top of the table in Serie A. So it's not an easy season for Inter this year, but the club is absolutely convinced that they want to go on with Antonio Conte. He will be at the center of the project of Inter also till the end of the season. So they are not sacking Antonio Conte. He's going to stay till the, as I said, the end of the season. They are convinced they can win the Scudetto this season. They have to work on transfers on January. So pay attention. We will have updates on next week about Christian Eriksen. He's going to leave the club. Matias Vecino is going to leave the club. Also, huge chances for Inter to try again for a new midfielder. They are in love with Rodrigo De Paul from Udinese. They will try for him. Really good player, also Argentina national team. So pay attention to Inter because they will go on with Conte, but on transfer market next January, they will try for important players.
One club who is most likely not going to continue with a key player is Atalanta. And Papu Gomez, as you bring the latest news on him, on the Argentinian, what's the latest on Papu Gomez?
This is was really a shocking news for Atalanta fans because we are talking about, imagine, the most important player in the history of Atalanta. We're talking about, it was a small club here in Italy till the last years. Then Gasperini, the manager, arrived, changed everything with Papu Gomez as captain. They are working so well. They are in the Champions League. They are going to play against Real Madrid. So congrats to Atalanta for what they are doing. But the situation with Papu Gomez is really, really difficult. As we said, during the match in the Champions League against Midtjylland, they had a fight between Gasperini and Papu Gomez in the halftime in the dressing room. It was a complicated situation just because of a tactical way Gasperini wanted Papu Gomez to play a bit different. And he said no many times to his manager. So they had a fight in the halftime. Then immediately after, he stopped to play for Atalanta. He played against Ajax, but it was his last match as Atalanta captain and as Atalanta player because they are ready to sell him. They want to sell him in January, and also Papu Gomez wants to leave. So pay attention because many clubs are interested here in Italy, but not just in Italy, also in MLS, also in Arabic football. We have some opportunities. So Papu Gomez now will take some time, will think with his family, and will decide about his future. But it's possible that on January we will see Papu Gomez in another league and no more in Italy. For sure, he's going to leave Atalanta.
Wow. And you as audiences should pay attention because MLS teams are interested. Wouldn't that be something? Imagine Papu Gomez in MLS, perhaps Inter Miami or Atlanta United, somebody like that. That would be very interesting. Fabrizio Romano, always good to have you, my friend. Everybody stay here because Jimmy Conrad will be back with Europa and Premier League action to look out. But Fabrizio, always, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you again and see you soon because we will have new updates. So here we go soon together.
Ciao. Here we go. Always, always, always. Thank you, Fabrizio. Grazie.
Ciao.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to Que Golazo. We just had Jimmy in our Champions League draw, and we welcome Jimmy and his tux. Look how handsome he looks. Jimmy, what's up, man?
Oh, I appreciate that. That was killing me with kindness and flattery is always the way to go. Appreciate it.
Jimmy's a busy man today, as we all are, because so many pieces of news coming from everywhere, including right now as we discuss a few things. We're beginning with, Jimmy, the Europa League draw, the round of 32 matches everywhere. Obviously, we're not going to talk about all of them, but I want to like just touch base with you on some of the most exciting ones that you saw from the draw. What do you see there? What sticks out to you?
Well, for me, the Real Sociedad facing Manchester United is one very similar to Atletico Madrid versus Chelsea. Just like, oh man, we couldn't draw anybody else. Like Molde's out there, you know, Red Star Belgrade, with all due respect to those teams. Like there's some other team, Young Boys, you know, they maybe wouldn't cause us so much trouble, but Sociedad versus Manchester United is a tasty matchup. That one is one, I don't know, it's a bit of a coin flip. Both teams, I think you can make a strong narrative for both. Manchester United are actually the second favorites on William Hill. I don't think they're going to win this competition, frankly. They're just so up and down for me. And who knows if Ole Gunnar is still going to be around by the time this kicks off. Tottenham is taking a Wolfsburger from Austria, not Wolfsburg from Germany. I think Tottenham are the heavy favorites in this. Not heavy favorites, but they're the favorites on William Hill at plus 450 to win it all. Plus 500, excuse me. Benfica taking on Arsenal. They had the easiest group of all time. They won every single one of their games, and now they get Benfica as a reward for that. That feels a bit harsh. Who knows who they're going to be? Mikel Arteta will even be in charge. You know, there's that one I'm looking at. AC Milan plays Red Star Belgrade. Rangers got Royal Antwerp. That's not going to be too easy, but Rangers have been pretty good under Stevie Gerrard. Leicester, a little unlucky. Slavia Prague was pretty good in the group stages. RB Salzburg, Jesse Marsh takes on Villarreal. He's got to be bummed about that. Roma takes on Braga. Braga's not a slouch. Bayer Leverkusen, one of my favorites to win this, take on Young Boys. Napoli, who got past a very tough Real Sociedad in the group, now face Granada, who are also tough from La Liga. I like Lille taking on Ajax. That's a very good one. And Olympiacos taking on PSV Eindhoven. Those are the ones that stand out for me.
Yeah, absolutely. As you were talking right there, I was thinking, because Leicester City were actually my favorite to go all the way to the final, but this is going to be a tough one. So if they do it, they're going to do it the hard way. Lille Ajax, super intriguing, just because of two very contrasting philosophies going up against each other. It's always interesting to me, Jimmy, like because the draw happens right after, obviously, we find out those teams from the Champions League that drop. So really, the narrative of the entire tournament essentially changes because, you know, we're all talking about, you know, PSV and Real Sociedad, but, you know, RB Salzburg's in this now. And it's like, oh, man. I mean, maybe Dominik Szoboszlai probably won't be part of this. Who knows? But doesn't matter. This is a really strong collective unity of a team under Jesse Marsh. So interesting to see. So when you're looking at all of these, who would you say is now your favorite to win it all?
I'm going to stick with Tottenham. I feel like I've been pretty strong with them to do the business. Jose Mourinho obviously has history of winning these types of competitions. He's very good at it. They're obviously trying to balance what's going on in the league. They're a Premier League team, which we discussed in the Champions League knockout rounds, that it's going to be hard. It's a battle of attrition for them over these next few months leading up to this, whereas a lot of the other leagues take breaks in January for weather purposes or whatever it may be, and that it's going to allow them to rest. I don't know, maybe Tottenham, you can make an argument that they're going to be sharper, but they got Wolfsberger, who they should beat, I think, pretty easy. I don't say easily, but they should get by it without too much trouble. And so because of their depth, because they've added Carlos Vinicius, the number nine that can fill in capably for Harry Kane, because Gareth Bale hopefully will continue to round into form at this point in 2 months' time. Lucas Moura has been very good in this competition. They've got such good balance and good depth now. I really feel like they can compete in both competitions and do well. So Tottenham's my favorite. I had Napoli before. When I look at the odds for them, they are now like the eighth favorite, but plus 1,400. I just thought, this is my narrative behind, this is my context. With Gattuso in charge last year, they won the Coppa Italia. So I'm like, all right, cool. And one-off competitions, it seems like Napoli can do it. You know, and they've got the talent. There's no question. In this, though, it's going to be tough. I think they'll get past Granada, but when maybe they face a tougher club, a little bit of a bigger club, it could be a bit of an issue. I do like Bayer Leverkusen a lot.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, they're plus 1,400 as well as Napoli. They're the seventh favorite to win it. They've been so good in this competition. They have yet to lose in the Bundesliga. This is after they lost Kai Havertz, which is even more impressive. I don't think any of their players are going to get bought in the January transfer window, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of them did, because they've been so good this season. However, there is a joke in Germany that they're called Neverkusen, because they get close, but they never end up doing it. So that makes me
Was that a pause? Mueller joke, do you think?
Probably, but it gave me pause that maybe this team can't do it. But under Marco Rose, that's Borussia Mönchengladbach. Yeah, I get all my German teams mixed up, but they've got something special right now with this group of players. They got a lot of belief, which goes a long way. And I think over two legs are going to be hard to beat. In a one-off, I could see them losing, but over two legs, I just think that their talent will shine through.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter Bosch is the man you were.
Peter Bosch, yes. By Leverkusen.
What about AC Milan, Jimmy? Because obviously, you know, they're doing well in Serie A, but just dropped a few points against Parma. I think that, you know, it's a boring narrative, but it's because it's the right one. I think that the longer the season goes on, the tougher it gets for teams, just because of achieving consistency and making sure that players, and to their perspective, Zlatan Ibrahimovic stays healthy. How do you see AC Milan in the tournament?
Well, I got news today that Zlatan should be back very soon. He was back in first team training today. So that's great news for AC Milan. I actually have been very impressed in particular with how they weathered that storm. I mean, we always, anytime Zlatan plays for a club and they do well, we always feel like when Zlatan goes out, that team's got no chance. There's no way they can win without him. But they've gotten the results. Maybe it hasn't been as aesthetically pleasing or in a way, but they're grinding it out. And I think that's a hallmark of a good team. And now when he comes back, they're only going to be better. They got to get Rafael Leao back on the team and getting some more minutes. He's very dangerous out wide. And once they get that, I think Haga's been very good for them. You know, so they've, despite these injuries, there's been some silver lining, some other players stepping up and getting the job done. That's only going to help them. I like them. Let's see. They are the third favorite overall, plus 900 to win. I don't know if they're going to win the Europa League. I don't know if they're even going to win the Scudetto in Serie A, but they're going to be close. And so, I don't know. Zlatan, he's not getting any younger, but somehow he defies, you know, the age and logic in a lot of different ways. He is a winner in a lot of different ways. I don't know. I'm trying to build a narrative. I think that the season will end up catching up to them a bit. I think their lack of experience maybe in some ways will cost them, but I wouldn't put it past them either to do something. I don't know if they're going to win both competitions, but they're going to be close in both.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been with Leicester City for so long, but I think I'm leaning towards Tottenham as well. I just think their squad is so deep, and all it takes is just a few good weeks of Gareth Bale playing well, and then you never know what could happen. Right?
So I got a question for you, Manchester United. Do you feel like they can do something in this one?
Yeah, they can. I think that it's funny with Manchester United because, you know, what's been the story with them? We just don't know what we're going to get with them. So it's all about what are the priorities for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? What is it that you want? Top four Champions League or Europa League? I don't know. And also, here's the thing. Like, are they going to do any business in January? Who knows, right? I think, listen, a healthy Manchester United squad, Edison Cavani, et cetera, then yeah, you would like them to do something. But Real Sociedad is not topping the group, the table in La Liga, at least competing for it in mid-December for no reason. This is a good team. And I don't know if they're... This is what I see. But then again, this is what we thought when they played Leipzig, that Nagelsmann were going to like outmaneuver United and Solskjaer. I was thinking the same thing with Real Sociedad, but Manchester United could maybe find a way. I don't know. They're not going to win it. I don't think they're winning this tournament at all.
No, I don't think so either. It's just one of those things where every time we get down on Ole Gunnar, he pulls some crazy result out of his butt, to be honest with you.
This is the problem, Jimmy. This is the problem whenever we talk about Manchester United on this pod. Every single time, we're like, it feels like we just don't have a concrete answer ever. And it's because of what they've given us. I just don't know who you are, Manchester United, once again. So you could do well, you could not. So there you go. There's my analysis.
Hashtag analysis. It's interesting. I want to see how they do in their next two games. They got Sheffield United away from home. They have to win that game. And they've been good away from home. And then they got Leeds at Old Trafford 3 days after that. Then they face Everton at Goodison Park in the Cup. And then they take on Leicester in the league 3 days after that. And then after they got Wolves 3 days after. I mean, it's crazy. The schedule is crazy. But
well, that's a great segue, Jimmy. That's
okay,
a great
good.
Segue.
Let's talk about it.
After the break, we will be talking about the craziness that is the Premier League that's about to embark on us. Stay right here.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing To grow in your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Welcome back, everybody. Wrapping up here with Jimmy Conrad. Jimmy was talking about Manchester United and just everything that they have to do in this period. And so that is a perfect segue to the Premier League, because beginning Tuesday, matches come thick and fast. Friday is the only day where nobody plays. Everything else is just going and going and going. Then you have a tiny break in the lead up to Christmas. But then again, they come back. Boxing Day, you know, regardless if they're not playing, they're training. It's a tremendous schedule right now, Jimmy. And let's first of all get your thoughts on that. Just the craziness that is the Premier League run up in December.
It doesn't seem fair. Usually, it doesn't seem fair right now, absolutely, just because of how they're condensing everything. I mean, the Champions League schedule in particular for the Premier League clubs that are in it, Europa League clubs that are in it, or Premier League clubs in the Europa League. I mean, it's just so many games, 3 weeks of really intense stuff. And then you have a 1 week off, and then you do your next three games in the group stages. And then now you have this pile on at the end of the year and then into the beginning of January. It doesn't seem fair. I thought the 5-sub rule would have made more sense throughout this season. And then after the season, you kind of reevaluate whether you thought it worked or not. It's unfortunate, and some teams are suffering because of it. We'll see if they can survive. If all the Premier League teams get knocked out in the first round of the knockout rounds of the Europa League and Champions League, and a lot of people are hurt, I think they're going to have to address that moving forward. But we'll see. We'll see what the new normal is moving forward.
Yeah, I think they should have done a rule where, like, just meet people for halfway, right? Maybe no 5-sub rule, but yes, in December.
4 subs. For the Premier
League. Yeah. 4 subs, exactly.
4 subs, the compromise. 4 subs.
All right. Everybody, we're definitely going to be talking about, because Wednesday has a lot of matches, not just in the Premier League, La Liga as well, Bundesliga, etc. But we'll just focus right now on Tuesday, Wolves against Chelsea, Man City against West Brom. Wolves just losing that game against Villa. West Brom losing against Newcastle. Two teams going for not just a top four finish, but maybe even the title. How do you see both games?
I'll start with the Chelsea game. I was pretty surprised that they dropped points, all 3 points, to Everton at Goodison Park this past weekend. I mean, fair play. I thought Everton did well. They did what they had to do to get their 1-0 result off the penalty from Sigurdsson. I just was a little bit disappointed in Chelsea's, I mean, they had 72% possession. So I don't know how disappointed I could be with their attack, but the fact that they couldn't find that finishing touch in the attacking third. So this is a great opportunity for them to kind of right the ship in a lot of different ways and to figure out exactly how they respond to some adversity. They had a chance to go top of the table and they dropped that opportunity. And so I'm kind of curious. I have their lineup right now. I mean, Wolves are tough. Even without Raul Jimenez, they're very tough to break down, especially at home. I like Cody and Boley, the two center backs for Wolves. And I guess it depends on which version of the front five or six that Frank Lampard wants to go with. I suspect that Giroud will start. You got Timo Werner and Kai Havertz on either side of them, which is obviously very tantalizing. You got Mason Mount probably off the shoulder of N'Golo Kante. And then is it Kovacic? Is it Jorginho? You know, who is it there? But I suspect that they're going to have a nice rebound game here, Chelsea. I think that they realize that they dropped points. That is their first loss in, I don't know, a couple months. So we'll see if that, like, slap to the face in some ways, metaphorically, kind of wakes them up against a Wolves team that aren't easy to break down, and they have to figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, Wolves will be without Gerard Martino. He got a red card against Villa. No Raul Jimenez, of course, as you mentioned. Pedro Neto is somebody that really people should be watching. He's so dangerous, such a left foot on him. And then the young striker up front, Fabio Silva, like 18 years old, he looked pretty good, and he hit the post against Villa. Like, he's a pretty good player, so they'll offer problems. Man City, West Brom. I mean, you only see one way, I think, in this one, right?
Yeah, West Brom, they're losing to my Newcastle. listen, with all due respect to Newcastle, we're never getting past 12th place, you know? I mean, their aspirations are right where they should be. But yeah, it's Man City's, you know, world we're just living in, it, especially with the lineup that they could probably put out as guys start to round into form and get back to being healthy. I want to see Aguero starting again. I think Gabriel Jesus might get the nod, but, you know, getting kind of what team are they going to start to roll out for the Champions League is something they need to consider too. Like, what is their best 11? I think because of injuries, because of certain things that have been going on, I don't think they've really found their first 11 yet. So this is a good opportunity to do it against an opponent that they should beat, even with their second stringers.
Yeah. If Chelsea win, by the way, with a good goal differential, they'll go top of the table, at least for that day. Man City, by the way, are still ninth. So they really want these points coming up. And that's it from myself and Jimmy. Jimmy, before we leave, anything else? Because so much action coming up. It's like a little Christmas gift every single day, a little Hanukkah gift, a Kwanzaa gift every single day.
Well, what I'll say is, you know, it's great for us as fans to watch all these games. I guess I was speaking about all this congested schedule for the players and the coaches and everybody else on the, you know, that have to live it. But for us to get to watch, this is amazing. It's like the best time of year. So I'm going to sit back in my tux and in my sweats and just chill out on the couch and watch other people sweat and get after it.
I love it. I'm going to do exactly the same. Jimmy will be back the next day as we preview a heavy dose of Wednesday action with our editor, by the way, Mike Goodwin. It's his debut in the podcast. We'll be easy on him, Jimmy. We'll be easy on him. Jimmy, thank you so much, brother.
All right. Thanks, Luis.
I want to thank Fabrizio Romano and Jimmy Conrad for joining me today. Follow us on Que Golazo Pod on Twitter. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a rating and review. Those reviews really, really help us. So please leave a rating and listen to us as well on Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your pods. We will be back very soon. Have a great, great week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.